Hey, that cheerful voice on the phone is Annie Dugan telling us where we might find art this week. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. Art is always a wonderful way to solve your Mondays.
Boy, I hope so.
Take in some art and art away your Monday.
I like it. I like it.
Yes. So this week is the opening of 122 Conversations at the Tweed Museum of Art. This is a project that spans years and spans the globe, literally. It's Annie Labowitz, who is just an absolute force of energy in the art world and in the world in general. She is originally from Duluth, lives now down in the Twin Cities, and has been doing a project with all of the Duluth sister cities. And 122 Conversations is exactly what it sounds like. So her artwork is what is become known as social practice, or basically there's a performative element, but the performative element is that you are part of, you're engaging with the community. So she has done in Thunder Bay, in Russia, in Japan, in Sweden, in all of our sister city communities, she has had these conversations with people one-on-one. She has written down a lot of what they say and incorporates a lot of those conversations into the visual portion of her art. So she does have color. She certainly has color. She loves color. She loves textures and layers upon layers upon layers. And it's the visual elements really speak to the conversations, no pun intended, that she has with people in the community. So, and then she also has a participatory act part of the experience as well for viewers who come. So people who come are able to add their own personal layer into the conversation story. So that opens this Thursday. There's been a lot of engagement with teachers and art educators in the area. It's really, she has fully engaged with folks. She's the story that I love the best about this exhibition is that she had to figure out a way to get art materials to all of these different countries that she was visiting, because she was making work in and engaging with these sister cities. So leave it to artists to sort of problem solve and think outside the box in a little ways. So she used Tyvek, you know, that the paper basically that you wrap houses in, this wonderful lightweight material, and figured out the exact size carry-on bag that she could have, and wrapped that much Tyvek up, and there are these beautiful long scrolls that she layers and layers upon. So definitely check that out Thursday, 6 to 8, it opens. Sunday at Zenith Bookstore, it is watercolor week in arts in the community. Sunday from 2 to 4, Samantha Nielsen, who is a artist who resides in the area, just published a book called 5-Minute Watercolor. And these are all these different activities that you can do, 5-minute watercolor way to get your hand moving and your brain thinking in a different way. So, you know, we often think, oh, I don't have time for putting art together. I don't have time to sort of to think outside the box or to engage with creativity in any way. And Samantha's saying, nope, you've got 5 minutes. You can get out your watercolor kit while you're waiting for the water to boil for your pasta and make some watercolor.
Now, that's a good idea. We don't usually think about, you know, maybe we think about, oh, I'll put a notepad in the kitchen so I can jot things down while I'm doing something else. But we don't think about having, if we had art supplies in every location where we have cheaters or reading glasses. Think of how many art supplies we'd have, and then we'd have something just poof there that we could make art with in just about any location.
Exactly. Even in the, you know, the passenger seat of a car. You don't want it in the
driver's seat.
But maybe as a passenger.
No, the most you get to do is maybe make something artsy in the fog on the window before the defroster
right.
takes it. But after that, no.
And you're done. Yep.
Right.
Yep. Eyes on the road, folks. And then keeping with the watercolor theme, the Duluth Folk School has a watercolor and wine event this Friday. So you can take your five-minute watercolor activities and then do some watercolor and wine. The Duluth Folk School, I do want to mention, it's sort of now that it's getting a little bit chillier, our the darkness has certainly settled in. Those dark evenings, dark mornings, you know, it's a great time to start to think about how to amp up your own creative practice at home. So have art supplies in every room, but then there's also plenty of art-making classes available in Duluth. The Duluth Folk School has something pretty much for everyone. Basketry, slippers from sweaters, eco-printing silk scarves. The Duluth Art Institute has some really amazing classes coming up. There's a bookmaking class with this artist, and I always butcher her name. It's Aurelia Camararia, I think. I can never pronounce her name, but she does just these incredible fiber structures. And she's teaching a bookmaking class that's going to be really great. So there's beginning floor loom weaving, beginning clay. There's just all these ways that you can start to rewire your brain and get your hands connected back into making. So there is your solution for Monday, Lisa.
I think so. Well, and it's amazing how much fun it is to go back to school or back to a class when you're actually old enough to know a thing or two.
Right.
You don't know. I mean, you may or may not know anything about what it is that you're studying, but you can try and maybe not succeed on the first try and not take it as seriously as you might
have.
And
not take it personally. Exactly.
You kind of go, hey, you know, I'm a CEO of a major corporation, and I didn't learn that overnight either. So I can do watercolors or fill in the blank.
It's the journey.
Something like that. But it's think about giving experiences to folks as we start moving into the gift-giving season. And Tom Casper, of course, is a big one for this. Think about giving experiences to people instead of something else to clutter up the shelves, you know, lessons to learn, something new and fascinating.
Exactly.
Love it. Love it. Annie Dugan, she not only needs to offer through the Duluth Folk School, I understand that in addition to being a wonderful cook, that somebody said on our show once that you were an artist because you made it look so appealing. The colors all look beautiful and whatever. So maybe the art of cooking or something along, or the cooking of art or something along those lines needs to be your next class, Annie.
I love it. Well, you can bring art to just about anything. We can have an artful life in the way we eat, in the way we garden, in the way we set the table.
Ooh, think about a potluck where everybody brings art.
I love it.
I do too. Okay. All right. Sounds like a plan, Annie. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Bye.
Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays here on Northland Morning.